Halachot of Chanukah, we're in the Sefer Ben Ishchai in Parashat Vayeshev, Halacha Bet. Af al gav divnerot Shabbat nusach habracha hu le'adlik ner shel Shabbat. Even though when your mothers light the nerot of Shabbat, what's the bracha that they make? Le'adlik ner shel Shabbat. Shel Shabbat. Keep that word in mind, shel. Benerot shel Chanukah mivarchin le'adlik ner Chanukah. There's no shel in that bracha. It's only lehadlik ner Chanukah. So the Ben Ishchai says, venomim shel, kedei sheichaven hamavarech b'roshei tevot nachal. So this is for the reason for this is, why? So that the one making the bracha can have a special kavanah in mind, that the roshei tevot, the first letter of each word of lehadlik ner Chanukah, spells out a name of Hashem, nun chet lamed, right? Shuhushem Kadosh Haramuz Beroshei Tevot Notzer Chesed La'alafim. It's a holy name of Hashem that is hinted to in the words Notzer Chesed La'alafim in the Yud Gimel Midot, right? That Hashem gives kindness to thousands. Notzer Chesed La'alafim, the Roshei Tevot of Notzer Chesed La'alafim is also that name, that holy name, Nun Chetan Lamed. Also, Uv Roshei Tevot Pasuk, and it's also the Roshei Tevot, the first letter of each word, of the Pasuk, Nafshenu Chiketa Lashem. Nafshenu, our soul, Chiketa Lashem, yearns for you. Our soul yearns for you. Our soul is so is crazy about you, Hashem. Shegam Hem Nitzlu Bishvil Shebatchu B'Hashem Itbarach V'tzipu L'Yishuato. So he explains that the reason is that we have to have this Kavanah in mind of Nafshenu Chiketa Lashem, is because the Maccabees, when they were victorious, they also were anticipating the Yeshua, the salvation from Hashem, and they also trusted in Hashem, and they also fulfilled the meaning of this pasuk Nafshenu Chiketa Hashem. So therefore, back tying it all together, the bracha is Lehadlik Ner Chanukah, and not Lehadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. We take out the Shel Lehadlik Ner Chanukah. In order for the Roshei Tevot to be Hashem's name, the holy name of Hashem, which hints to these other two psukim, Notzer Chesed La'alafim and Nafshenu Chiketa Hashem. Ve'amadi b'siyata d'shmaya. So now the Ben Ishchai is writing about, you know, things that are typical of his own writings. Amazing remazim. He says, Dilachen hayah nes bechodesh Kislev. He says that's why it's a coincidence that the Nes of Chanukah was in the month of Kislev. No, it's not a coincidence. What does Chanukah, the whole miracle of Chanukah, have to do with the month of Kislev, particularly the actual name of the month, Kislev? He says, Derosho v'sofo chaf vav. The first and last letter of Kislev is chaf and vav. Right? What's chaf vav? What's the gematria of chaf vav? 26. Right, Chavav is 26. Mispar Shem Havaya. It's a number, numerical value of the name of Hashem. Ve'otiot anim sharim ba'emtza. Oh, so what about the letters in the middle? Kislev, right? So you have another Samech, Alav, Lamed, and a Yud. Kislev, right? So he says those words in the middle that are left in the middle, Hem Roshei Tevot. They are the Roshei Tevot of Lepurkanach Sabarit Hashem. Lepurkanach Sabarit Hashem, Shehu Targum shel pasuk lishuatcha kiviti Hashem. Lishuatcha kiviti Hashem is the pasuk in the Torah. It says, "For your salvation, I anticipated Hashem. I anticipated your salvation." Right? It's like the Maccabim; they anticipated Hashem's salvation. That Hashem would save them and make them victorious, even though they're outnumbered by a lot. Still, they trusted in Hashem and they believed in Hashem and they anticipated Hashem's Yeshua. Lishuatcha kiviti Hashem. The targum unculus of Lishuatcha kiviti Hashem is Lepurkanach sabarit Hashem, and the Roshei Tevot of Lepurkanach sabarit Hashem is Lamed, Samech, and then Yud, which are the middle letters in the month of Kislev. The outside letters are Chaf and Vav, which is the name of Hashem, and in the middle is the Roshei Tevot of Lishuatcha Kiviti Hashem. We anticipated your salvation, Bezat Hashem. We should anticipate Hashem's salvation, and we should be Nigal very, very soon. B'meirah v'ameinu, Amen. Hazak Baruch. Do we have 10?